Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate, sitting on the ass while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the bad. Come on, bitches really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shit packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I can paint it so vivid cause I really lived it. If rap fail, I stack bail and show you how to
I'm
get.
In the club, bottle in hand, doing my two steps while I got my gun in my pants, call it the hammer day.
And what up, folks? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off ramp, 11 p.m. on this Friday, July 19th, 2013. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Hope y'all enjoying your Friday evening. Hope you're all out in the streets getting your party on if you ain't on the phone with us. Hope you're out there getting your drink on, doing the two-step, all that good stuff. Got a bunch of... Oh, first of all, let me apologize for not being able to rap with our good friends, Mr. Righteous and M Extra Money last night. But it was the wife's birthday. It's important. You know what I mean? Make sure you do what she wants to do. You know? Especially one who's just had a baby 10 days before. You know, you gotta make sacrifices. You can't be all work and no play. You gotta understand what's important in life. Me and the wife went out for a little late night dinner. Grabbed some grub. Came on back, but I hope y'all enjoyed the show with M Extra Money and Mr. Righteous last night. You know, it's just like an extension of the family, so, you know, it's the same old, same old. Like I said, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Got a bunch of stuff that we can talk about. You know, Trayvon Martin still relevant in the news, especially with Barack Obama coming out and dropping his statements about, you know, it's crazy when the president, you know, Trayvon Martin could have been me. That just shows you how far the presidency has reached the general public. Because when was the last time, was there ever a time, well, maybe back in George Washington days, when a president could say that, you know, a senseless murder could have happened to him just because of the color of his skin. Or a president could actually relate to the common man. I mean, there's, of course, most presidents can't relate to any of our just natural lives because they never lived it. You know, they were privileged. Even Barack Obama, you know, he's born in Hawaii. He doesn't really relate to the mainstream people in America. But you can tell, you know, I guess doing his work with the Illuminati in Chicago that gave him that good background, that, you know, he saw what normal people do. You know, and when he did all that community work in Chicago, I mean, Chicago's a rough city to do community work in. I guess one thing to do community work, so it's another thing to do community work in a city like Chicago, Detroit, especially a lot of them dead Midwest towns. So it was pretty impactful that Barack Obama came out and said those statements, especially because it draws racial lines. You know, anytime Barack Obama tried to make a statement of race during his presidency, you know, shot down, or he tried to avoid race. This is, you can tell Barack Obama doesn't have any, like, he doesn't care that he doesn't have to be reelected. Sorry it took him so long, but he doesn't he's not looking for a re-election. He's just stating the truth. And the truth is, you know, Barack Obama on a rainy day in Hawaii, you know, he, in the affluent neighborhood with his white grandparents, could have been walking in the rain with a hoodie on, and somebody could have thought he was a suspect. And that was crazy. My man, Mr. Righteous on the line, what's going on there, good brother?
What's good, bro?
Not much, man. What's been happening, son?
Yeah, same old, man. Same old. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was just talking about the Barack Obama statements that he made today. Did you get to hear him?
Yeah, I heard it, man. Yeah, he's speaking the truth, man.
What'd you say?
I said he was speaking the truth, man.
So what you think of him, right?
I mean, he was speaking the truth. You know, he was speaking how he felt, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't playing on either side of the fence, but he was just, you know, stating the fact, you know what I'm saying? He said when it first happened, you know what I'm saying, he said if he had a son, that could have been his son. And then he was like, well, 30 years ago, that could have been him. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, especially in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? So it could have been him. It could have been any one of us. But, you know, he wasn't playing too much of a race thing. He was just stating the fact that there's people out there that are still like that and still has that mentality that, you know what I'm saying, they just don't like black people. You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't making it too much of a race thing. He wasn't throwing it all the way out there. He was just walking that fine line. So that way, you know, people won't get at him too much, but you know they're going to say something, but not too much. So he was dibbling, dabbling with it, you know, because he throw in there all people need to do better, and he think everybody is doing better. So, you know, he had to throw that in there and mix it up. But if he went all the way race with it, he would probably got crucified. They probably would have
As long as he'll do that crazy, man, I feel like he can't care too much, yo, for the fact that he even touched the subject. I mean, he's not up for re-election, you know. Once he's done, it's done, you know. So he could
if he cares about it, it's just like an ongoing issue. It's like one of the things is like, you know, say, when are we going to get past it? Like, I don't know if you heard, like, the drawer, what's the B-37? Did you hear her talk?
Yeah, I seen her quotes. But you go ahead and tell the audience what you saw.
Well, I don't know the whole thing, but I don't know all of it, but I caught some of it. And in my mind, what she said when she said he wasn't, to her, he wasn't guilty, he was innocent. In my mind, when she was being picked, I think she already had preconceived notion that she was already just going to automatically vote that he's not guilty, period. The way she said it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
in her
quote.
Mind, her, huh?
Well, her quote said that she went into the trial after day one and said, Zimmerman is guilty. But it wasn't until the evidence, and she got explained what second-degree murder was, realized that, you know, the prosecution didn't prove that Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin for a specific reason.
Right.
Like he didn't want to try and kill him. And she was like, now, if they'd have had to judge him on manslaughter, it would have been different. But that wasn't
right.
The charge. The charge was second-degree murder, which is different from manslaughter.
No, they had two of them. It was either manslaughter or murder too. They ruled out murder too in the beginning, which is why they went back to the judge and the prosecutors and the defense team asking for clarification on manslaughter, which they didn't give them. They said if there's a specific thing you want to know about manslaughter, then you can ask that. And they didn't come back with an answer because they wanted to know, you know, the specific of what manslaughter, I guess the whole thing, what manslaughter actually meant, the whole definition of it. But they didn't want to. They didn't do that. They wanted them to give them specifics on what man. They wanted a specific question to what they want to know about manslaughter. And the prosecutors, the defense team, or the judge didn't do that. They just said, well, you know, you already have what the definition of manslaughter is. If you have a specific question that you want to know, then you can ask that question. But in the meantime, the way the manslaughter is written, that's the way it is, pretty much. So manslaughter was the next one. It was either murder two, manslaughter, or, you know, not guilty and or acquitted. And, you know, so they didn't explain manslaughter to him. So I guess they just was like, ta-da, here we go. So, I mean, she said she was going in. She was saying some pretty ignorant stuff. She talked about the girl, you know, with her, you know, I mean, it's already bad enough that she was on national TV and, you know, she had some little issues, but then her to just keep throwing it at her, it was just like, that's kind of hurtful, man, at times. I mean, you know, you're not the brightest star in the sky, but, you know what I'm saying, people keep putting you down like that. It's kind of hurtful, y'all.
Right. Yeah, you know. It's just a crazy case, you know, but I'm glad Barack Obama said it. You know what I mean? It's a far cry from people always afraid to say something. I'm glad he said something. But not to be on a serious topic, but is there anything you want to rap about tonight? What y'all rap about last night? I heard a little bit about y'all beating kids or something like that.
We were talking about a lady, right? It was a video. This woman, her daughter, it was talking, and I guess I couldn't really hear too much of it because it was kind of low. I guess because whoever's doing the video camera didn't have good audio. But the mom was sitting there talking, and all I heard was like, you're disrespectful something. And, I mean, the mom hauled off and started beating her daughter like she was some random chick off the street. I mean, like, literally, like, you know how normally, you know what I'm saying, you'll swing on your kid, but you know you hit him like an arm or the leg or something. Like, yo, this lady, she grabbed her hair and was, like, pulling her arm back like she was beating some random chick off the street, punching her in the head. She threw her to the ground, was stomping her out, slamming her head on the ground, and just was, like, on top of her, just wailing on her. And people standing around watching. I was like, yo, is this her daughter? I'm like, if that's her daughter? First of all, I didn't even know who was the daughter, who was the mom at first, because the little girl was sitting down. She was kind of raggedy, and the girl that was standing up, which was the mom, she was dressed like she was, like, 18. So I'm like, yo, she really wailed on her like this, and this is her daughter? Like, we got kids. I know they're going to try to test us, but I won't wail on my son like he was some grown man off the street. Now, I'll get him to the ground and jack him up, punch him in his arms and stuff like that, let him know his ball, but I'm not going to be slamming his head and punching him in his face. That's just ridiculous, yo. Unless he's trying to kill me.
Depends on what he says, though.
Huh?
Yeah, it depends on what he says. Yeah, he calls mamas a bitch. Yo, he get knocked out.
But you know what? But you know, I'm still not gonna do that, man. I'm still gonna jack his behind him, let him know what's going on. Let the deal is that no matter what, if we old or not, you ain't there yet, brother. You know, maybe when I'm 95, you probably still gonna get to 95 because I'll whoop you behind with a cane. But anyway, but I mean that's that. But the way, I mean, if you see this video, the way she was beating her, yo, you wouldn't even think That was her daughter, yo.
Yeah, like I said, like to me, it's like it all depends, like what the age limit is and what happened. Like, if my son is 16 years old and he smacks his mom across the face, he might get put to sleep, yo.
You may say that now, but I just don't think, I don't see you doing that. I don't see you really. I mean, like, if you so like, I don't see you bashing his face in on the ground. I mean, it still, although it was wrong, that's what I'm saying. Like, although it was wrong for him to hit his mom, but I don't see you bashing his face. You might be pissed off, and you might punch the heck out of him, punch him in his chest or something, put him down, but I don't see you, like, grabbing the back of his head and bashing his head, and that's what she was doing. Like, she had her hair and was slamming her face into the ground like she was some random chick.
Yeah, that's Trayvon Martin.
Huh?
That's how Trayvon Martin got shot. He was bashing to my head in the skull. Well, hold on real quick. We got a call from the 757. What's going on, Chief? You on the off ramp?
Kurt.
Yo, what up, bro?
What up, man? What y'all talking about?
Not much, man. How you holding up tonight, sir?
Man, come on, man. Ship over me twice.
Say that again.
She done broke over me twice tonight, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, you in line with me and Mr. Righteous. Yeah, how does your girl break up with you twice, you know? Like, did she break up with you And you gave it a, come on, baby, you know, let's make this real.
No.
And she says, okay. And then you decided like take a piss and leave the seat up, and she said, I can't do this no more.
She was so drunk, she forgot she broke up with me the first time, so she broke up with me again like 30 minutes later. <That's all right>. It's all good. In the morning, she gonna pretend that she ain't did none of that shit. That's all right. It's all good. I got her.
Oh, man. That's hilarious, y'all. Yeah, but you just got to make it rub your feet, y'all. You got to do a semi-style, y'all. You got to be like, bark like a dog.
Fucking Pinot Grigio, dog. She's crazy, man. She's taking over bitches all over the world. Excuse me, young ladies. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. We're glad you could join us on the off-ramp. Yeah, we are here discussing right now, and we have got 14 minutes left, and there's so much I'm more about to. We talk about, is there ever a scenario where you think you could beat down your kids, yo? Like, beat them down like they was, like, your enemy. And I was telling Mr. Wright, my son smacks my mama, I'm bashing his face in, yo. I'm putting him to sleep. Night-night, nigga. Night-night.
Absolutely. I mean, I was too young to remember this, but my brother tells me the story. Not frequently, but he tells me enough for me to remember. You know, my pops beat up, I don't know, whatever, a little background. You know what I mean? My pops got, you know, say my pops got a couple kids by another woman that's not my mom. Back in the day, you know, Papa was on the stone back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Before he followed the Lord. It is what it is. Hey, my man got it in, you know? But, so you know what I'm saying? So my dad's firstborn back in the day, you know, my pops found the Lord. But he, you know what I'm saying, he wanted to bring weed now. He wanted, you know, he was trying to be the weed man. You know what I'm saying? It was my pops' first son, trying to be the weed man. My pops told him over and over again, yo, don't bring no weed in my house. So he wanted to pop off around. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was bigger than my dad. Got at him one time. My dad whooped his ass, threw him down the stairs, got on top of him. Straight MMA that nigga. But my brother tells me a story. He was like, from that day forward, I never disrespected him. He was like, I never disrespected him. And that's what it is, yo. If a grown man tells you, like, yo, don't disrespect my house by doing X, Y, Z, and you feel like you're grown enough to test them, then you got to do it. It is what it is. I mean, but I feel like, but it's got to be to a point where it's like, you know what I'm saying, your son is, the teenage years where they think they can test you. You know what I'm saying? It can't be like no 10 or 11-year-old. Like, you ain't going to be a no 10 or 11-year-old. But when they get to the point where they can test you and they think, nigga, you old. I'm the king of the jungle now. You know what I'm saying? I'm Simba. Then, hey, you got to let them know. Like, yo, I'm still James L. Jones out this month. You know what I'm saying?
So, Mr. Rogers, your two sons, yep. You don't think, now, okay, let me preface this. Do you not think that there's ever a chance that you would beat them down like a grown man only because of the way you raised them and you don't think they do anything that disrespectful to you? Or
no.
You think it's just the love that you have for your sons that you wouldn't body them?
Well, exactly. Like, I'm not gonna kill my sons and I'm not going to beat them to a pulp. Because, you know, sometimes it can get too far where, you know what I'm saying? You put these kids in a coma. Now you're going to jail for beating your son. So you in the joint, what you have? I beat my son to death or something. I'm not going to do that. But I will, you know, jack him up to the point where he knows that I mean business. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sit there and bash his head into the ground and get up and start stomping him out like he's some fool off the street that just came in the crib and I had to serve him up. I'm not going to do that. But I will get with him and show him that, you know what I'm saying, who's the boss, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna destroy this kid. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's just beyond ridiculous. That's just my point. I'm not gonna do that. I would never do that, but I will show him, you know what I'm saying, who's boss and let him know that, you know, my pops is real and I ain't gonna test this cat. I'm not gonna bloody his face up and knock his teeth out and all that stuff.
But what if he's coming at you like that? Like, what if he's like, yo, you ain't gonna do shit to me. Excuse me.
Nah,
can I cuss?
Nah, that's the huh?
Nah,
he said, can he cuss?
Because I'm just cussing my tail off like it's all good. Can I do that?
Can you cuss?
Yeah.
Maybe the fuck do you want? You're an
offer. No. I'm just making sure. I don't know who listening to shit. But no, but I'm saying, so what if it's to a point your son is like 17, 18 years old? You know what I'm saying? He's been in the weight room a little bit. At least he think. You know what I'm saying? He bench pressed for 185, think he's doing something. He really ain't. But he come in all types of swole. And then he's going to tell you how to run your house. And I mean on some physical stuff. You just going to let him come at you like, oh, well, it's my son.
No, I'm not saying coming at, I'm going to let him. I said I'm going to jack his ass up to the point where he knows where he does it, but I'm not going to kill him. I'm not going to bloody his face up. I'm not going to break bones on him. But I'm going to beat the hell out of him until he knows who's boss, and I'm not going to hit him in the face. I'm going to tear his body up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let him know that he can't mess with me. That's my whole point. I'm not going to, like what I was talking about the video, like this lady was beating her daughter like she was some chick off the street is what I'm saying. Like you really going to take your son's head and slam it to the ground and almost cracking his skull? I can't see nobody doing that. Somebody can do that, but I mean, that's cool, but that's what they do, but that's not what I'm going to do.
Right.
That's
a little extreme. You're right about that. No, that's a little extreme. You're right about that.
But yeah, that's what I was talking about, because that's what the lady did to her daughter. I mean, she snatched her by her hair, threw her to the ground. She was stomping her, got on top of her, punching her all in her face, stood up, kicked her in the face, grabbed her hair, slammed it to the ground until somebody eventually stopped it. That's way too much, man. Obviously, if she threw her to the ground, was giving a bunch of body shots, and was on top of her and let her know, like, no matter what, I'm still the boss. I can be as old as I am. You can be as old as you are. No matter how much strength you are or how strong you are, I'm still the boss, and you still can't do nothing about it because look where you at. You're on your back, and I'm on top. That's all. I'm not going to sit there and get up and start stomping him in his face. That's just a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that is a little rough. Yeah, man, like I said, yeah, I mean, I guess just as a father, I hope to always raise my kids where it never has to be like that. We might have to come to blows a couple of times, but I even hope that I raise them well enough that I don't even have to tussle with them. But as a man who's punched his dad in the face and who's been punched in the face by his dad, I'm just trying to break the cycle, dog.
I just like with dogs, man. You know, you know when your dog is doing something wrong, and being as though you the master, and you go at him because he knows there's someone. He roll on his back. That let him know he's already know he's not the dominant one. When he rolls on his back, he know he already gave up. That's what you gonna do with your kid. Once you get him on his back, he can't do nothing. He already know that he ain't the dominant one. Now when you about 95 and he kick your ass down the step, you gonna know what it was from.
Sometimes you gotta take that tumble, man. Sometimes you gotta take that tumble.
Yeah, I want to put in the home, y'all. If I hit about 80, 90, I'm telling my kids to put me in a home, y'all. And I'm going to just go around grabbing an old ass, y'all.
Hell no. They're going to change my diaper like I changed theirs. Damn that.
Everybody changing your diaper, y'all. They're going to put you in your shriveled up self right there at home,
y'all. Yo, I'm going to put it in my will, yo. If they put me in the home, they get nothing. It goes to charity. just like I had to hold their legs up and clean their ass, they got to hold mine up and clean mine, damn it. I'm old. I can't control it. And they got to take me out in public, too, now, in a wheelchair.
They're going to roll your ass down the hill.
Be embarrassing like a mug, yo.
My mom asked me that this week. She said, yeah, we getting older. She said, you know, your parents might have to move in with you. I was like, oh, word? That's all I said, oh, word?
Yeah, I told my mom and dad both, you know, man, y'all ever get old and try to move into me, I'm putting a whole bottle of NyQuil in your milk, y'all, and I'm going to just let you go, y'all. Just let you be with the Lord, yeah.
Like, yo, your mom been asleep for a couple days. Yeah, I gave him about 2 bottles of NyQuil. They gonna sleep for a good night.
You take it to that other room, sir.
That's horrible, yo. Grump's parents only wake up for Sunday dinner. That's the only time they wake up. When they smell collard greens on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
That's stupid, yeah. I ain't changing no diapers. I'm going to put them out back and take the hose to them, man, like they did to us in the 60s, yo.
Oh, man, you're going to wash them outside.
Yeah, it's either that or a home, yo. I'll put them in a home, yo. They get gel on and get to play spades, yo. I ain't done with that, yo.
I can see you now, girl, holding your pants down, talking about you niggas should be used to this shit. Y'all went through this back in the day.
Like, all right, mom, pops, it's time for a bath. Oh, what are we doing today? Outside to the grass.
Oh,
ass. Neighbor gonna be like, what you doing? I'm giving my parents a bath. Is that normal? That's normal for me.
I'm gonna get the dogs. I'm gonna tie a rope around their waist, yo, and just let the dogs walk around the block, yo.
Yo, I told my wife, yo, because you know around here we got a lot of deer everywhere. Yo, I said I'm gonna catch one and tie him up to the tree like a dog, yo. He's gonna be my pet, yo.
Oh wow, Lord. That deer will fuck you up, yo. You try to get too close to him.
I ain't gonna get close to him, cause once I trap him, I'm a rope him like they do the cowboys, like they do them. I'm a rope him like that, tie him up to the tree. We'll be good to go.
Negro, you are from Camden, New Jersey. When the fuck did you ever rope something like a cowboy?
I learned, yo. It's called YouTube.
You know the tire, man. Yo, what are you talking about?
I'll get on my bike and practice, yo. I'll be pedaling. What you practicing for? I'm about to rope me a deer.
This man said that he's going to get on a bicycle and rope a deer, yeah. Cocaine is a hood.
That's how we do it in the hood, brother. We improvise, yo. We improvise.
You going to hop on your swim and catch you some venison, yo? Yo, please videotape this, yo. When you decide to get a bicycle, your old ass to get on a bicycle and try to catch a deer, please let me know so I can find somebody to film this. Because we're going to be rich. Because you're going to fall off the bike into a ditch. You're not going to see not one deer, but eventually you're going to fall into a ditch. And I'm going to laugh. And we're going to get paid off these YouTube hits.
Yo, my plan is to set a deer trap in the backyard, yo, so I don't have to do all that.
Oh, my Lord. Where is your deer trap going? What's the deer this nigga? What's your deer trap going to be, yo?
I don't know, yo. I got to find one. I'm sure they got some, yo. I'm sure they got deer traps. Now, I might get fined by the township, yo, because you probably can't have deer as a pet.
Yeah, I just want to know what your makeshift deer trap is going to be, yo. It can't be no box,
know,
yo.
I'm going to find one, yo. I'm going to find one. But, yo, you ever, yo, you know what else I'm going to do, yo? You have little ass smart cars, yo? I'm going to test drive one of them shit, yo. I saw this lady whipping around the corner and looked like she's about to tip over. That shit looked fun, so I'm going to test drive one, yo.
You know, if I ever see you driving a smart car, I swear I'm going to pick that shit up and throw it in the ocean, yo. I'm going to tip it over, yo. When I see you in there, I'm going to run up on it, and I'm going to tip it over, and I'm going to duct tape the door shut. But I'm going to roll down the window so a deer can come and lick your face.
Yo, son, if we come down here, or the next time y'all come up here, yo, we got to find a spot, yo, so we can test drive one, yo. You got to get in one, too, yo.
Yeah, my big ass ain't getting no smart car. Did you just leave me, yo?
Yo,
me and you ain't getting in no smart car, dog.
Not at all, yeah. But hey, fellas, that's our show tonight. Ross, my man, glad to hear you join the show. Good luck, man. Hope you get your girl back tomorrow. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow, y'all.
Yo, pick her a ride in the smart car, y'all.
Okay, I'm more than straight, man.